Fastport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Battleship Texas, permanently anchored in Buffalo Bayou, is the last remaining dreadnought warship.
That's a type of battleship that came about in the early 1900s.
Andy Smith is superintendent of the Battleship Texas State Historic Site. The ship's keel was laid in 1911. It was launched in 1912.
So we're looking at almost a 100-year-old battleship that is still around, and it's the only one like it left in the world.
At nearly 100 years old, it's seen better days. November 6th, Texans vote on 16 constitutional amendments. Among them is Proposition 4, a bond issue that would provide funding for many state agencies for major capital repairs to existing facilities, including Battleship Texas.
There is $25 million or so out of Proposition 4 money that is earmarked for the battleship. Of course, our jobs as stewards of this great ship are to make it last for the next generation and generations after that. And we just have not had the money recently to do any major repairs like we could with that Proposition 4 money.
The bond money would help build a dry berth. This would get the ship out of the Houston Ship Channel so it's no longer exposed to corrosive seawater. Learn more about this unique national treasure when you visit passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.